There are four things that you must do to become a Crow chief. First, you must touch the first fallen enemy with a cool stick. Where's my cool stick? There it is. There it is. So I caught a coup on that German soldier. Number one. Number two. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We got into Germany. My company, Company K, 411th Infantry. So we went down to the, down that little canyon. There's a creek down there. And that was a line between Germany on that side and France on this side. Great big guns facing at each other, you know. So we got down there, and the Army newspaper, Stars and Stripes, were there. They took my picture as I, Lieutenant said, all right, jump. So I jumped into Germany. First American soldier to jump into Germany. An Indian warrior at that. We do things like that. Anyhow, then they closed the gate on us and captured us, surrounded us. But anyhow, we held our own and we needed ammunition and also some dynamite to blow up these big pillboxes. So I was selected. The CO said, all right, if anybody can get through, you can. You know, that young lieutenant thing. An Indian warrior was quite versatile. So, all right. So I take six boys, PFCs, with me as seven. Seven is a good Crow number, good lucky number for Crows. So I said, all right, boys, let's go. We had to go up a high hill, muddy, landmines all over the place. So as we were starting our artillery back there through smoke screen over that area. And of course the Germans still back of us knew something was going on. So they opened fire with hand grenades, rifles, shots, all kinds of weapons thrown at us. I tell you, that was a tough situation. But I told the boys, follow me, we'll be all right. So we got up on top. We got up on top, and we got up there, and they gave us a hot meal for a change, and then a supply sergeant brought big boxes of dynamite, you know, caps off. So he brought one and put it on my shoulder. It was too heavy, so give me that here. So I sat on the edge of that that hill and put that dynamite on my lap. All right, boys, follow me. Here we come, ooh, right through the landmines and got down there. Hey. So with that, the tribal elders awarded me another war deed of leading a war party and come back safely and victoriously. So that's three. And the fourth one's interesting. I was following some journalists, scout. I was watching them. They got off the road and headed for the buildings down there. This was getting late in the evening, so they went down there and unsaddled, put their horses in a small corral, and went inside. It was getting pretty late in the evening. So I was sitting there right on the edge of the road. The road comes right around the corner there. So I was sitting there and smoking, you know, smoking away. And then about that time I heard footsteps, quick, 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 right around the corner. Here they come. Gee, wait, four German officers. They saw me and hold. Then they saluted me and took their took their helmets off, put it on the ground, put their hands back like that, sign of surrender. So I gave them an Indian sign, go on. So they left. So I was sitting there. I was sitting there and wondering if they captured me and didn't know. Well, I captured them. At least they surrendered to me, 200 soldiers. That's pretty good for an old Crow Indian. Huh? Now these horses, you know, in modern welfare, where was that at? Only people going to use horses. Well, the Germans did. Hitler's bad boys, Gestapo and SS officers were riding horses, showing off, you know, parading and all that. Well, so after they got in that building, and we stayed surrounded the place, and early in the morning, just dusk, daybreak, I told the CO, said, give me 5 minutes, and I'll go take care of them horses. All right. 5 minutes came in here. I took a boy. We come on, give me a hand. So we went down there and opened that big wide gate there, and I went behind, got on top of one of the horses, and stampeded them out of there in a hurry. I took off for the hills. But I had a good idea. Them Germans might shoot at us. Anyhow, they had a little quick battle there and took care of them. So I was on top of the hill looking around. Boy, these were pretty horses. Great big thoroughbreds, you know, well-groomed, show-off horses. So I wrote one. Being a farm boy was sure felt good to be a horse on top of a horse. So I sang a song. Well, then another thing I might mention. We took a small town near Poland someplace, southern Germany. We took over there, and one of the civilians said, there's a concentration camp over there, not far. So the CO and I jumped in a jeep and went over there. And you could see the fortress there, flat land. So I was careful, drove slowly. Thought they might open up on us, the guards up there. But nothing happened. I got close and the door opened and a man came out. He was a Jewish inmate wearing a sort of a green and white pajama-like outfit. So he said, come on in. So I drove over there and said, when they saw you coming, they took off. So two of us stampeded a whole bunch of SS guards. So that was interesting, too. Well, so many interesting things happened that I will say this, that I was proud, I was proud to serve my country, to bring freedom, prosperity, and health to the whole world.